at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
We're having problems getting on the air today, so let's see if we're on. Hang on just a second. I'm not picking up anything on the app over on my phone. I don't know. Just don't seem to be getting out. Let's see. Well, it does look like we're delayed, but we're moving around, so we'll try to do our show as normal. And see what transpires here. As I've stated earlier, I have taken a little pause from trading, so I'm not currently trading at all. Just kind of watching events as they take place and see what's going to happen with this. It seems to me that there's an awful lot of strange events going on, and just kind of going to be an observer. Let's see here. Make sure that we're...
I've taken a little pause from trading, so I'm...
Yeah, it looks like we're getting out now. I don't know what the problem was there at the early part of this, but anyway, we're with you, and obviously everything seems to be going out. But, yes, I don't know. I just really... didn't like the action of the market. I didn't like the politics that are going on now. And I just said, well, I haven't taken a break in a long time. And having done this for over 50 years of my life, it's just something that I'm going to take a break and sit back and kind of watch what goes on and see what happens. Hopefully everything will straighten itself out and we can move on to a brighter future and having get through this period of time when we've had the virus to deal with. We've had all of the incidents that are there and an election that many people have, including myself, that have questioned. And so it's really a trying time, I think, for America. And hopefully we'll get through it and be a better nation when it's all over with. But we're still kind of in the tunnel. And markets are really, seem to me really nervous. All the world markets are extremely that way. And of course, China is such a humongous part of the market with the manufacturing and everything else going on. I just thought it was appropriate time to kind of sit back and, pardon me, and let this all play itself out and see where we are when it's over with. You know, I needed a break anyway, you know, trading every day, trying to chase the market and make trades every day is kind of a nerve-wracking business anyway, particularly when you're in a trade and if it's not going your way. So I needed it. I needed the break. And we're just using this time to gather that up and see what this is all about. I don't know if it was a dream that I had or a vision. It seemed like it was now looking back, it seemed like it was a dream, and then I don't know, but it was, and there was something in there that just really, you might say, kind of petrified me and made me really skeptical. And I said, okay, well, let's see how much change we got here, how much hard currency we got, and let's be on the safe side of this. And I would advise that to everyone. You know, banks are great and they do great services and we all depend on them and what have you. But I still would advise anyone to have you in a very safe, secure place or where your wife and your the person you trust the most have access to it in case things do go the wrong way. And it doesn't hurt to be prepared. And then if nothing happens, then that's fine and dandy. No problem there. But there's just something out there that I haven't been able to really identify. And as I said earlier, I needed a break. And anyway, I'd been doing this for 60 years or more. And I said, it's time to kind of sit back and let's see what really is going on here. And so that's what we're doing. We're watching markets. I'm not actively trading one way or another. But I am staying up with what I see going on. And let's just let this period of time pass. And if everything is great when it's over with, and that's naturally our hope that America comes out a better, stronger nation on the other side of this. But we're going through a transitional period regardless. And anytime anything's in transition, many things can happen. So we'll just have to weather the storm and let things progress and see how we go. But anyway, I do stay up with the markets and try to look at them, even though at the end of the day or what have you. But I've really enjoyed the free time to do a few other things that I'd been kind of putting on the back burner. A little yard work here and a little carpentering there and cleaning this up and doing this. And so it's really been a good time to do that. So we will continue to try to do our little show here at, as long as people have any interest in listening to the mumbling and stumbling and fumbling that goes on. But we'll be glad to turn things over to someone else if they would like to occupy our time and space here. No problem with that. All of our regular people here, Pat, I chat with Pat every once in a while, and some of the others. I haven't talked to Lady Horse in a little while, and maybe I need to do that. And I appreciate the staff there that's been keeping my spot kind of open and on hold, and I appreciate that greatly. It's just a great bunch of people, Mad Painter and Lady Horse and all the people. I mean, if I started trying to name everybody, I'm going to leave somebody out, and I certainly don't intend to do that, because we have so many people in the background there that really make the effort to keep the station on the air. And it's a job, and it's a costly one also. And there again, while I'm at it, for the listeners, even though if you're not getting any benefit out of my program, there's others that are that has great programs, Deacon John and Hijacker and all. We couldn't do without Deacon John and Hijacker and all the other people in the background that do these shows on a regular basis. I particularly like Deacon John. He's been doing an extended show, and a lot of different people showing up there. So that's really great. And it's all a tribute to Nighthawk and his vision that he had for a radio station that was not controlled by the mass media, pardon me, and not controlled by the big corporations or what have you. And it's really seeing his dream kept alive, and that's a tribute to him as much as anything else. And I mean, the first time that I called in, and I've said this probably a dozen times on different shows, and told him what I did, and he said, "Well, you got to do a show," and and he talked me into it. Nighthawk was the kind of person that you couldn't hardly say no to the guy. He was a big guy. Had huge fingers, but probably 100 words a minute typist. That guy could really beat a keyboard up. I don't know how long a keyboard would last with him, but not too long, I'm sure. But I really got attached to Nighthawk, and still miss him and think of him every day. And I hope Liz and the daughter are doing well. And because that was his dream for his family and for the radio family. That was Nighthawk's dream. But anyway, I'm just kind of at random today, talking at random. So if anyone wants to replace this slot with something else, maybe in a week or so I'll get back to actually trading. I've just been sitting this market out. I really didn't like what I saw going on and how the market was acting and the government influence here and there. And I thought it was time to take a break after all of these years of thinking that, well, I got to have a trade today. And I finally just resolved that, hey, let's observe, let's be an observer for a while and see what goes on. So that's really my position. And if someone wants to call in and join me, I guess they could do that. And we can talk about most anything you want to talk about. So feel free to do that if anyone would like to call in, even ask me questions currently about the overall markets or what my opinion might be. But I just didn't want the dead air to occur today. I really hadn't even planned anything or made any notes or what else. As I said, I just, let's see here. Just been kind of enjoying the freedom and not trading and getting out in the yard and enjoying the elements. And that's really, really what it's been about. And I hate to not be able to actually put the show on like I did in the past, but we're trying to hang it together and see if we can go on. If not, maybe someone else at some point in time. I appreciate the fact that they've kept the slot open for me, that Mad Painter and all the people there in the background. And believe me, it takes a lot of people to keep this station running and all those servers up. And that's been able to do by the people that send in those little $10, $20 contributions every month to pay the bills to keep the bandwidth paid for. And, you know, keep the equipment replaced. Equipment doesn't last forever. And so when something goes out, someone's got to buy something. So Lady Horse, Mad Painter, and a few others there. Mr. Rowe, he's one of the stalwarts, also a very smart individual with a good insight and keen. And, of course, Deacon John. I just love Deacon John and Hijacker and all of the people that participate in his show. And just a great format. Nighthawk had the vision, and he put it together and made it work. And it's really, really, I've always called the voice of freedom, because I've never been told, well, don't talk about this or that or whatever. None of that has ever passed over in this station. I mean, whatever you know, we all avoid profanity and using foul language and what have you. That's kind of a no-no, but that's just out of simple courtesy and decency. And to make it a family type station, and that I think most all of the hosts pretty well participate at that level. So I'm just kind of floating along here without the market data. I had my data even paused, put on pause until I was ready to go back. I needed really, after all of these years, I really just needed a break and to get out and cut some grass and do some weed eating and see the other side of the world. I've been behind these monitors for so many years, and the stress of, well, I'm waiting on a trade and I hope we get one, and I'll try to stay in it long enough to make a profit and get out of it. And that's the way it's been. So I really have been enjoying that. And my wife has been spending a little more time away from her business also, and it's given us a little more time together, and it's really worked out great. So we're going to be coming up on a break here in a minute, and we'll do our little theme song, and then we'll try to continue this. And if anyone would want to call in, I'm on my iPod, so I guess I could handle a call in if somebody wanted to call in and talk about something else. We'll do our best to handle that in case that were to happen. But I don't know. I think our country has just gone through a transitional period, and with the election being what many people, including myself, think was a sham and not an authentic election. But we have to get through that. We have to get over that, get through it to the other side. And hopefully Donald Trump is still out there and available. And our electoral process, if we are not able to make the people of this nation, 320 million people, and probably, I'd say, I don't know what the registered voters are, but it's probably some 80 or 90 million or maybe more than that that are actually registered. And if those are accurate and real voters and citizens that are signed up and qualified to vote, if that's not enforced in our country, then our country is basically over with, in my estimation. That's my personal belief, because that's what built our country. That's the foundation of our country, is the fact that we, the people, we are the voters, we're the electors, and we select who to represent us. We send them up there. Although I will have to say that we elect good people, but once they get into the confines of Washington, D.C., there's something up there. I don't know if it's the water or what, but the power that is emitted from the from Congress, 535 people representing 320 million or somewhere around that. That's an awful responsibility. I mean, if I were a member of Congress, there we go with the break, but we'll be back with you in just a minute here.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Welcome back to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Well, it is TGIF, and this is Market Watch with your truly, the Crow. But anyway, we've been kind of on the sideline just observing. Well, really, have been real suspicious of this market and really being maybe overly cautious or what have you. But I just thought it was a good time to sit it out and watch the events. And I don't know if it was a vision or a dream or what have you. I don't really remember, but something just kind of rattled my cage, you might say. And I kept looking at the national debt and the spending pattern and the debt growing. And all of these things just added up. And I said, there's just something is not right. I couldn't really put my hand on it, but during that time, I said, well, I'm going to just put my trading account on hold here for a while and observe this while it's going on. And hopefully we'll get through it and without, you know, any real meltdowns or what have you. But I still think the possibility is out there. So I would just advise everyone to really be, I think this is a time to remain very alert. We know what's going on in China. They have got really, really serious problems. And, of course, Russia, you don't really know what's going on there. And oil prices and all of that moving. And so there's just a lot of a world events going on that we really, as common people, have no control over. We're kind of like in a small canoe out in the ocean being tossed about by the waves. And hopefully you can reach land and secure your a hut, make you a hut or whatever to survive it. And of course, none of these things you want to see happen. You want to see our country prosper and do well. And you know, I'm not someone that wants to see Joe Biden fail. I mean, he's not my kind of a president, and certainly not someone that I would have voted for. But certainly, if with him at the helm, if he fails, the country has the consequences of it. So certainly don't wish him anything bad. I would just like to see him end his one term, get out of office, and put us another president, someone else in charge of the government. And that's my opinion. So we got someone. Did someone join me? Are we back on? Let's see. Someone is. I don't know what's going on here. Let's see if we're actually on air. Well, it seems like we're back on, so we'll try to complete this today. And
let's see if we're actually on air.
There's nothing I'm doing on this end. I don't really know what's going on here, but one of those unusual calls or whatever. Maybe we've got some people out there that just
also, thank you.
Well, we'll try to get through this today, and hopefully everything will be straightened out, and we'll get to. I'm going to have the live data reestablished in a few days, and we'll get back to trading. But it was just a period of time that I needed a break after all these years of. I've only in my years of doing this, I've only taken a break. You know, from trading, well, if I was on traveling on vacation or something, naturally I didn't. But once, you know, I was sitting down behind the computers, it's really been a long time since I had taken a break. So it's a much needed one, because you have to let your mind clear and get all of this stuff out. And you try to digest, look at the news, and you don't really know what to believe of the news anymore, and ABC, CBS, NBC, and of course you've got Fox News that you know, has some pretty good people on there that you kind of put a little trust in. Tucker and a few others, or Hannity to some degree, and all. But you know, these people are kind of living in a gilded cage. Away from what we, the common people out here, you know, across mid-America and all of the heartland of America, of what we're confronted with on a daily basis, paying our bills and getting to the medical attention that you need, and just having a job and employment, being able to go and work and feed your family and take care of your obligations. It has become a really a minefield to get through all of this. And of course, with an administration that I don't know what I've seen a lot of statistics on approval of Biden and what have you. And I don't know who they're checking when they're getting these data. I don't know if it's done by phone or how they're rating who's tuned in when they're on or what have you. But I just think that we'll be better off when we're through with this period of time. It is past due time to be retired. He should be home looking after grandkids and doing things around that. Wouldn't it be great for him to just get out and hey, go fishing once in a while? Or how about getting out and cutting some grass? How long has it been since you've actually done either one of those things? And those are, you know, there's a little satisfaction to getting out and using your weed eater and cutting your grass and looking at your lawn afterwards and saying, boy, that looks good. And there's many simple things in life that are beneficial to the soul, except the pursuit of money. You know, there's other things in life, because I can tell you, and you know it as well as I, that you don't take those things with you when you leave here. And I had much rather be resting in peace afterwards than scrambling for money right up to the day of my tenure here. So I don't want to sound depressing or any of that, because I really do think that America is too great to let any individual or any of those members of Congress that are seem to be anti-American in some ways. We are a nation of many different nationalities, races, creeds, and what have you. We have to get along. We have to learn to live with our neighbor. You might not agree with your neighbor, but at least you give them the ability for their opinion, and you do it in a humanly manner. We're not animals. We're human beings, the highest species supposedly on this earth, and we got to get along. And I've always been able to get along with any race of people. I don't have any animosity toward anyone. And I don't know if it was my early beginnings. As I've said right here on the station before, my first little friend that I ever had to play with was a little black kid that his dad worked in the wood yard with my uncle that raised me. And so I've never had a problem racially. And I think we just have to forget all of that stuff and get along. It's so simple. And so much better and so much think of the productivity that would be increased in this country if you just reinstall pride in your work and everything you do, equality. It would just be so great. And hopefully we're going to get there. I think the Reagan era was one of the better eras in America as far as the growth and the employment numbers and things of that nature. And, you know, Carter had his problems to deal with. And, of course, Clinton had his problems. And, of course, now Biden has his problems to deal with. But America is a very resourceful group of people. We're, what, 220 or 30 million people now, although many of those came across and did it in an improper way. And if a country doesn't have borders, then it's really not a country. It's another, I don't know what the category would be, but even going back in biblical times, you had countries that had borders. You were entering Greece or you were entering Samaria or wherever. Those were all areas that had definitive areas. So our country needs borders, and we need to know who comes into the country. What's your purpose? Are you coming for employment? Are you coming because of you didn't want to live under a communist country, or were you oppressed where you were? What's your reasons for being here? I think those are all legitimate questions that everyone that wants to become an American citizen should be able to answer those. And, of course, we're not against immigrants, never have been and never will be. But there are ways to do it correctly, and that's really all that we're asking for, is let's just do things the right way. And we expect our government to do that.
Can you hear me? See, just one thing on that.
When
I talk about bringing our supply chains and
I hit something wrong over here. I had my iPhone laying over there and trying to do two or three things at one time here. But anyway, that's why this radio station is so important, and all the different hosts that we have here with different opinions and different outlooks. And that's a tribute to Nighthawk that had this vision, and we want to carry that on forever, because honesty, truthfulness, those are the things that really matter in the end, to you as a person, to a nation. This nation has to honor the people that live in it, the actual citizens that are here, that are paying their dues and paying their taxes. That's what keeps it afloat. And I don't know about you, but I don't mind paying a tax. If you go to the store, you pay sales tax. Well, that goes to the state, sometimes part of it to the city. Well, it's for improvements and what have you. You don't mind paying tax. We're not anti-tax, but we want our representatives to know and understand that they have taken that position for the betterment of their community or their state or wherever that they're representing. And that's all we ask for. And that's not too much, is it? We don't want to elect a senator and that senator get up to Washington or a House of Representatives or what have you, and to automatically begin to sign their allegiance over to a foreign country, be they the UK or Canada or anywhere. They're supposed to represent us, the people that are paying their salaries. And that's what we want. And we're entitled to that. And that's what we're going to demand. We have a tremendous amount of power as a voter. If you simply will get out and organize and use that power. What really irritates me, I think, as much as anything, is people that grumble and you say, well, did you vote late? No, I didn't get out and vote. Well, you really don't have any, you don't have a dog in the fight unless you're voting. And I have been promoting that ever since day one on this radio station is let your voice be heard. And the way you do that is to vote. And every time those polls are open, be it a city election for alderman or a state election for your members of Congress and your governors and what, make your voice heard. Get out there. I'm not telling you which way to vote. That's your own freedom. You can vote Democrat or Republican or whatever. But utilize it while you still have the chance. Because really, I think there's many in Washington right now that are loving it because the voter turnouts are low. And they see that as an opportunity to become a nation that, well, I'm just in this position and they're not going to vote me out of it and I'll just stay here forever. And I do think that there need to be term limits on Congress. But I was kind of mixed. I had mixed outlooks on that for a number of years. But I think House of Representatives should be no more than 18 to 20 years. And senators, basically the same thing. They have, senators have 6-year terms and the House has 2. So just take those and let's put 18 years or so maximum and get new blood there, new thoughts. You got people up there right now that are, look at Pelosi and, Schumer and all, and they're all wealthy. They've gotten wealthy. They've gotten wealthy beyond dreams. Being members of Congress with all the inside information that they get, they know who's going to do what, when, where, and how, and what factory is going to be built. And, well, I can go call and have this, buy this piece of land over here. And that goes on all the time. And I don't know that you can stop that, but certainly we, you know, I think that we were under the guise of if you give these people great salaries, great pensions and the fact that they can carry their money from their PACs home with them, that they'll do a good job. Well, it hasn't worked out too good. I don't have all the answers, but I know that we need to clean things up and straighten things up in Washington if we're going to remain as supposedly the most powerful nation in the world. And I definitely believe that we need a strong military, and that military needs to not be worrying about sexual orientation of if you're the right sex or this or that or the other. The fighting people are going to basically be men. Traditionally throughout history, you did have some warrior nations with women in them many, many years ago. But basically, it's the men that go out and fight. And so we've got to get back to basic principles, and that's my opinion. You certainly, anyone can totally disagree with me. That's what makes America stand out from other countries, is we have the freedom to express ourselves. You may agree or disagree with me, but that's what I believe. And we're about to end up here. We'll hear the music in a few minutes. And we'll try to do a better job and have more up-to-date information next week and keep this going. But in the meantime, don't forget to make a contribution. You don't have to give your entire allowance or what have you. Just throw a few nickels into the pot there and help us pay the bills. And we'll stay on the air that way. Otherwise, if you lose the voice of freedom, and that's what I call Revolution Radio, is truly the voice of freedom, because I've never been told don't talk about this, that, or the other. I have freedom to express myself here, and it is a great entity to be able to do that. So thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in today. We'll try to do a better job next week. I'll have more encapsulating on the market and get into market depths a little bit more. And I believe that's the music, so we'll hang it up for now, and we'll see you again next week. Take care. God bless.
At Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist, featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion.